After leaving viewers with a suspenseful yet confusing cliffhanger in season 3, On My Block is back for its fourth and final season. Fans of the show waited a grueling 20 months for the show to bring Monse, Ruby, Caesar, Jamal, and Jasmine back together and watch them go on their crazy adventures for one last season. Back in March 2020, the show left viewers off with a time jump, where our four main characters are not in each other's lives, leaving viewers wondering what happened during those 2 years and hoping that season 3's ending would not be the last we would see of the core four. Weinberg sophomore Andres Polanco Molina says the new season was unexpectedly emotional.
I wasn't expecting it to be as sad as it is, because I cried halfway through the season.
Without giving any spoilers, he said we have nothing to worry about when it comes to the relationship between the characters.
So I won't spoil anything. But yeah, it's just like after the time jump, you kind of just expected it to be like more dramatic. But in a way, it's like all the characters still love each other. They're just like separated in a way for like a little bit. So they find their ways to each other because, you know, they're united by the passing 3 seasons of the show and all the drama that's ensued in their lives. They're connected in a way.
But the show isn't only about 4 teenagers navigating high school. It's been praised by critics for its diverse cast of young people of color and its storylines, which focus on real issues that happen in communities. With the new season released during Latinx Heritage Month, the show celebrates diversity, representation, and community. Polanco Molina explained why this is so significant.
I think it's important that it is released now because I think we are in a process of reclaiming it. We are calling it Latina Heritage Month, like subversively. We are like trying to claim more like Black Latinas in like prominent positions within the month. We are trying to tell the story of queer activists who have done so much work, even claiming the like term Latine is because of queer activists in all of like Latin America. People are just like coming together. And I think that's what like Latina that is all about, is about community. And like how when you put a bunch of people who have been oppressed for so long together, they eventually find their way to like make something brand new. And I think this show is that. It's like brand new. I know the creators have talked a lot about how they base characters on themselves, how they brought like props from their own lives into the show, and how like there's like an interview where like one of the creators' grandma started crying because she realized it was like her cobija in like one of the scenes. This show is for us, by us. It is like, we will understand all the Spanglish without looking at the subtitles. We will understand what it means to be like in a position where you have to care about your family in a way that like putting it before school, you know? So I think that is the importance of it, because like this show, it should be like, you know, it looks like it would be a negative representation of us, like just on the surface level, because of like, oh, it centers on gangs and like, you know, poor like neighborhoods, but that is like a big part of our stories too. Like, it is taking parts of our stories and just making it like not even like palatable to like white audiences. It's just making it like fun for us. And I think that's what Latina Heritage Month should be about, is like stories about us, for us.
Although On My Block has now ended, Netflix announced last month that a new spin-off series called Free Ridge, centered around new characters in the same neighborhood, would be coming out in the future. But of course, I had to ask Polanco Molina the most important question of all.
Do you think season 4 was good?
Yes. I think I would not have cried if it wasn't good. I put my stamp of approval on it. Don't even do your homework for this entire week. Just like get it done. You know, it's like they have a way of making you cry for like a solid 10 minutes and then make you laugh for 5 and cry again for 2, you know?
For WNUR News, this is Maria Camaño.